Hello again, 欢迎来到 Happy Hour 英文小酒馆。关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆，加入我们的酒馆社群，邂逅更精彩、更广阔的世界。酒馆口语课程第十一期结业了，本周五也就是6月18日晚上8点，在 CC Talk 上举行第十一期进阶口语课程的结业展示，免费对所有人开放。下周三6月23日晚上8点，露露还有一堂免费试听课。如果你对酒馆课程感兴趣，或者想来看酒馆学院的精彩演出，那就赶快联系小助手吧。微信号是 LULUXJG， LULU 就是露露， XJG 是小酒馆的汉语拼音首字母。现在开始到6月18日报名，享受618特别优惠价的同时，另有小酒馆铺子的50元购物优惠券领。我们在酒馆等你。
Hi everyone, and welcome back to your favorite segment, Across the Pond with Alan and James.
Hi everyone!
Hello!
Ready for a new round of questions?
Let's do this!
I can't think of what to say.
Say let's go.
Let's go. There we go. That'll do.
Okay, so this category is out and about. So finally we're getting out of home, mm-hmm. and then just being out and about.
Yay!
It scares me. We've been at home for so long.
Yeah. This is your interactions with mostly strangers. The first question, you order a coffee to go.But the barista at the coffee shop gives it to you in a china cup. 本来是要打包带走的，应该给纸杯的，但是给了你一个在店里喝这种瓷器的瓷杯子。Being British, being American, what would you do? Let's have James first.
Well, Americans honestly be really pragmatic about it. It's like, oh, I asked to go. Can you put in a to-go cup? And that'd be the end of that.
I mean, that's just an honest mistake, right? They wouldn't think much of it.
No.
I sense that British people would have trouble just saying it out loud.
Well, yes. Basically, I think it would really depend on how busy the coffee shop is. So if they just give it to me and there's like lots of people behind me, I'll just drink it really quickly. If I go to a coffee shop, I don't really have coffee to go. I normally would stay there.
But this whole thing about British people not wanting to cause trouble, not wanting to make it difficult for others, right?
Pretty much, but it could also be that I'm a little bit of a weirdo.
No, I don't think it's just you, Anlan. 我觉得英国人有点像日本人那种，就是尽量不要有那个 mewak, 就是不要有迷惑行为那种。Always looking out not to get into other people's way. All right, next question. Question number two. I like this question. After falling asleep on the bus, you wake up and embarrassingly say something you were dreaming about. Being British, being American, what would you do? So, Alan, in that situation, you blurted out what you were dreaming.
I would pretend that I'm on the mobile phone and I've got earbuds in. And I'll probably just carry on having a little conversation into my earbuds.
Okay, you would do the entire drama king thing.
Yes.
And James?
The demons in the head don't talk to you too? Just pretend you're schizophrenic and people will stay away.
That is really scary. So you'd rather, in order to avoid embarrassment, you'd rather...pretend that something's wrong with you.
Well, they probably already robbed you, so yes.
It's this whole thing about the buses in America. They make fun of it so much. It seems like it's really scary on the buses.
Yeah, but it really isn't, but we do kind of make fun.
Because most people would drive, wouldn't they?
They would.
Okay. Question number three. You're at a pub quiz. Now, let me explain to our audience what is a pub quiz first.Pub quiz, you know, pub, 就用酒吧、酒馆。Pub quiz is kind of like a quiz show in a pub. 就是酒吧里面他们有的时候一周会举办一次的这种百科知识问答。Usually people would form teams and compete for a prize, usually drinks or drink vouchers. So you're at a pub quiz. Have you guys ever been to a pub quiz, first of all?
Yes.
Yes.
And you saw a member of a rival team.Clearly receiving answers via text message on their phone, which is not allowed. Being British, what would you do?
Ooh. Now, you normally say that British people wouldn't like confrontation, they don't really want an argument, but a pub quiz is something that people get very, very angry about. If people are cheating.
Priorities, man. Priorities.
I have been to pub quizzes where there have been huge arguments and people have said, I've seen you in the toilet checking your mobile phone. People do get very, very angry about that. So if I do that, I will probably just shout out to the quizmaster, that man is cheating.
Yeah, I agree with what James says. Priorities. Mm-hmm. What about James? Would Americans do?
Point out to the quizmaster. It's like, hey, check out what he's doing. Look over there.
Would you actually be angry that he's playing unfairly?
Yes, mostly because it takes heat away from yourself for playing unfairly. Because in America, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Honestly, if it were me, I would look at someone who's doing that, and then I will very, very quickly take out my phone and start checking it. But then again, I'm a pragmatist. All right, the next one. You are watching a serious film in the local cinema, but some really annoying people behind you rustling around in popcorn and kicking the back of your seat. Being British, what would you do?
I would just turn around and stare at that person. I do. That's something that really, really annoys me. I do like going to the cinema. I also like going to concerts as well. And it sometimes annoys me, especially if it's little kids and parents don't do very much about it. That does annoy me, so I would stare.
Stare means you will not say anything. You just give them an angry look.
I'll give them a very angry, very dirty look.
It's in a theater. How would they see you?
They'll know. They'll know.
Do you have cat eyes? They glow in the dark.
They are aware.
有点阿Q精神，我觉得不见得人家会看到你。 What about James?
Americans would say, shh, we're watching a movie.
Would this lead to even more escalated confrontation?
Yeah, we'll mostly just get the usher at the theater to remove them.
I see.
I guess in that situation, everyone will side with you, wouldn't they? So
yeah, in America especially, though, if you're being bothered by loud noises, so was everyone else around you.
Yeah.
And they would join, it'd be all, you know, peer pressure to get you to shut up.
Yeah.
It really bugs me when people try to answer their phone.
Oh, that annoys me. That really annoys me.
Yeah, I have a habit. I go to the cinema here in China. It's like, phone, off.
I always keep mine on mute.
Yeah, I don't even put mine on mute. I do same as James. I actually turn it off because I'm always worried about it making a noise.
All right, the next one. You are invited to a hot new restaurant that doesn't have a booking policy, so you can't book your seats or table, meaning you are forced to join the back of a very, very long queue, which is very common in China. You see people waiting outside of a popular restaurant all the time. What do you guys feel about this? Would you be waiting outside in a long queue for a really popular restaurant? Let's start with James.
No, we'd go to the taco truck. We would find the food truck. It's like, I'm not waiting 2 hours to eat dinner. I want to eat now. I want food and cold beer. Taco truck.
What is it like in America? Do people always book?
For a restaurant like that, yeah, there'd always be booking. You wouldn't be able to walk up in a restaurant and wait 2 hours. The usher would straight up tell you, the wait is going to be this long. We recommend you visit someplace else if you want a table or make a booking ahead of time.
So you simply wouldn't have those situations like in China, you see people just sitting outside of a restaurant and waiting for their turn?
Well, there's a few exceptions. There are certain fast food restaurants that are famous for like barbecue that people will line up for, but they're not lining up to eat in. They're lining up to pick up their order and then they leave. So the line moves pretty quickly.
I mean, in China, people don't do that. Delivery guys would do that for you. Yeah. What about Anlan?
I would do pretty much the same as James. There's one thing that I don't do, and that's wait for a restaurant. If it's a really popular restaurant, because I tend to eat very early anyway, I only eat twice a day. I don't have breakfast. So I generally would have dinner at like 5:30 or 6 o'clock. I'm a little bit like an old man in that. And I don't really face that situation because I will just go when it opens. But if I had to still wait, I would wait no more than 5 minutes.
Would you guys ever think any restaurant is worth waiting for, like, say, more than half an hour outside?
No.
No.
So it's not for you these kinds of people. Personally, I, even though I'm Chinese, I do side with you guys. I really don't understand the need to wait. If I cannot book, that's why I always book. If I cannot get in and I really want to eat in that restaurant, I would just arrive early like you do.
Actually, that kind of irritates me a little bit about China sometimes. There's a lot of restaurants like you can't make reservations. Like ever. Like, why?
I think they want to create that. They just want to create that buzz that they're so popular. Yeah.
But I guess in the UK, it's not too bad because a lot of these really famous or really popular restaurants, they would have a bar as well. So sometimes you would go and just kind of sit at the bar and have a drink while you wait.
That's that's okay. As long as you're doing something, not like just outside sitting on a chair.
As long as I've got alcohol, I don't really mind.
And a lot of bars will let you order appetizers. Yeah. So you can eat a little bit while you're waiting. So you're not fully drunk.
Yeah. No,
just mostly drunk.
Yeah.
Alcohol is the key.
今天的节目你喜欢吗？赶快联系小助手加入酒馆社群吧。小助手的微信号是 LULUXJG。我们在酒馆等你。